This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 23rd of March, 2018. Well, first article up is from Bloomberg. Cracks are starting to appear in the global economy's momentum. I won't read the whole thing, but the high points. The global economy's upswing showed signs of strain in March as a drop in momentum at businesses from Japan to the Euro region underscored the world's vulnerability to confidence shocks from a trade war. Hours after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates and boosted growth forecasts for the year and next, survey data from elsewhere provided a reminder of how the international economic outlook could turn. The euro area's private sector grew at the slowest pace in 14 months. Japanese manufacturing lost steam, and German business confidence fell to the weakest level in almost a year. So things are deteriorating, as I say, almost every week. And of course, Bloomberg is obviously willing to admit this. Next article basically confirms the first one, and this was from Zero Hedge. Global synchronous recovery narrative crushed as the US-EU purchasing managers inventory plunge. Basically, the article talks about there is a very big deterioration in the purchasing managers index and that we are seeing basically a contraction in the economy. I'll leave it to you to read the rest of the article, but a lot of this is coming to the fore. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the gold sector. I'll finish up with it as I do every week, but this again from Zero Hedge. Russia is hoarding gold at the fastest pace in 12 years. Russia's adding gold to its reserves at the fastest pace in 12 years and dumping U.S. treasuries at the fastest pace since 2011. The Central Bank of Russia has been increasing its holdings of gold every month since 2015. The country is currently the sixth largest gold owner after the United States, Germany, Italy, France, and China. According to the Central Bank of Russia, gold reserves spiked $455 billion between March 2nd and 9th, hitting the historic highs not seen since September of 2014. Our international reserves increased by $2.9 billion, or 0.6%, in a single week, mainly on the strength of a positive revaluation. So what I'd like to do this week is a little bit of arithmetic, a little thought experiment, if you will, regarding the dollar price of gold. I get criticized on this from time to time, but I'm going to show you how it's done, and anyone can do this. It certainly is nothing more than basic math. But here we are on this website called Trading Economics, and what this shows is the M1 money supply. It shows it on a monthly basis, and the scale is in U.S. dollars, billions of dollars. So the most recent is 3,614 billions of U.S. dollars is M1. So that's basically physical cash and checkbook money, ready cash. And that's the number. And now, of course, you want to look at how many ounces of gold is purportedly held by the U.S., the corporate U.S. So I'm right on the Treasury website, fiscal.treasury.gov. And I'm going to look at this briefly, but I'm mostly interested in ounces of gold, not their book value, because they book it at $42.22 an ounce currently. But here are the fine ounces of gold, which is 258 million ounces, round number, and coin blanks and miscellaneous is about 2.8 million ounces of gold for a total of 261 let's say 0.5 million ounces of gold. What's interesting is if you look at this further, and I will comment on it, mint-held gold, they call it deep storage. GATT has been through this several times. I won't belabor the point, but you see that Denver's got 48 million, Fort Knox, Kentucky, 147 million, West Point, 54 million, and the total of deep storage is 245. So Fort Knox obviously doesn't owns the lion's share, but about half of the total, a little more than that. Between Denver and West Point, that's about 100 million, and the Fort Knox, 147 million. Mint held gold is here. Rather small numbers. Obviously, there aren't that many gold eagles that are produced every year. And then, of course, the gold bullion that's held in the Federal Reserve banks in New York, about 13 million, according to the Treasury. Gold coins, about 73,452. Pretty small number when you consider the amount of fiat that's floating around there. But again, the number I want to concentrate on is this one right here, 261, I'll call it 0.5 million ounces of gold. So now it's a big division problem that we all learn in whatever it is, third, fourth grade, fifth grade, I forget, too old. But it's basically an arithmetic problem. So what we have is 3, 6, 1, 4 billion. And that's going to be three zeros because I've cut off six zeros on the millions and billions. And then that's divided by, that's dollars, M1 dollars, divided by 261.5 million. So we have the top and the bottom the same as far as zeros are concerned. And that equals. So basis, the numbers I just showed you, these are not made up. If you backed the U.S. dollar M1, I'm not talking M2 or all debt or any of that. I'm just talking about physical notes and checkbook money. Each ounce of U.S. gold, not world gold, U.S. gold, is worth $13,820. So that's the number. I showed you how I got it. I think this is an exercise that's worth looking at. This is a theoretical price, but I also like to point out that if you're willing to Google an article I wrote years ago called Engineering the Price of Gold, I did that same math at that time, which is the early 2000s. I think that article was written in 2003. And if you did that at the time, M1 is about $2,500 the ounce. Obviously, we've had a massive increase in the amount of money, quote unquote money, currency, I should say, that has been printed to since that time until now. And of course, this is reflective in this larger number that I'm showing right now. So the point I want to make is this. If you did it in 1980, to cover M1, it would take $400 an ounce gold, and the price actually spiked to $850. And in that article, I said it suggests that the price of gold can overshoot the theoretical balance on a gold-backed M1 money supply. And that obviously occurred in 1980. Will that happen again? I don't know. But when people state you're overstating the case for, you know, $5,000 gold or even $10,000, and Jim Rickards makes the same argument, he arrives at the number differently than me. But regardless, these are not abstractions that are in the absurd category. And I just showed you why. So you can take that to the bank or not. I thought it was worthwhile to show this at least once so that people that pay attention to what I do on this weekly perspectives can at least verify this for themselves. And looking a little bit more at the big picture, coming back to that, I think it's important that everybody knows, of course, that we had a drop in the Dow of about 700 points earlier in the week. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 have broken their trendline support areas. The NASDAQ 100 fell below its 50-day moving average. Further to that, both the internet and social media stocks continue to lead the technology sector lower. There's an article I didn't read about Facebook and the owner. Purportedly, his net worth has dropped substantially, where he's now only the fifth richest person in the world. Tencent Holdings reflects a heavy selling in the Chinese stock market. And of course, my favorite topic of all time every week, the bond market or the debt markets. And there's a drop in bond yields, which hurts the financials but boosts the utilities. And that's because utilities are there no matter what. And of course, their yields are pretty steady. So that boosts utility stocks. And volatility is entering into the marketplace. And finishing up for this week, crude oil is nearing another three-year high. And of course, energy shares are starting to reflect that. The energy sector spider is bouncing off a major trend line. And of course, this is looking better and better. Oil is up 4% for this week, and oil service stocks are even higher. And some of the leaders in that are Transocean, National Oil, Well, Varco, and Hess. So that's it. I will leave you be for this week. I'll be back with you next week with another weekly perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.